Petersburg resident Mike Bangs said he thought the Tonka timber sale project would probably be an economic boost that could provide some needed jobs. However, he had concerns about impacts on the deer population in the area, which has a long history of logging, as well as a wolf population that preys on deer.
A large group of sales in an area like that is going to potentially have a very adverse effect on the deer population, which is real important to this community. And for subsistence purposes, I feel like there needs to be more scrutiny on clear cuts next to other clear cuts and exposing more a more vulnerable deer population by a very large wolf population.
Bangs is a member of the Southeast Regional Advisory Council to the Federal Subsistence Board, but said he was only speaking for himself in this case. Another resident, Becky Knight, formerly lived on Kuprnoff's Lindenberg Peninsula, which is the location of the Tonka project just across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg. She said her first impression was that Kuprnoff Island was being used as a sacrificial lamb to try and sustain what she called the highly subsidized but unsustainable timber industry in Southeast.
As a longtime resident of the Lindenberg Peninsula and among the first Forest Survey crew to work on the original Tonka timber sale in 1975, I've witnessed firsthand the degradation of precious deer and other habitat there. Direct consequences of this concentrated logging, primarily in the best winter habitat for deer, are impacts on my family's subsistence use of deer.
The cumulative effect of decades of logging on the Lindenberg Peninsula's deer habitat was a key point for those who testified against the project. An additional concern for commercial crabber Dave Beebe was a Forest Service proposal to use a bay known as the Pothole near the south end of the Wrangell Narrows as a holding area for rafts of logs being transported from Tonka. It's a productive area for crab, and Beebe said the agency's document had failed to adequately address the issue of habitat degradation, which has been raised by other fishermen and agencies.
I'm very much aware of diseased crab associated with impacts from logging activities in many parts of Southeast. I have an intimate familiarity with crab habitat degradation and the resulting diseased crab, and for this reason, I am opposed to log storage at the Pothole.
Beebe said he wasn't opposed to all timber harvest. He expressed support for helping smaller-scale operators have access to timber. He said this was not a question of anything other than the appropriate scale of timber harvest for this area. There was a mix of testimony at the hearing. Supporters of the Tonka plan, like Arlen Erickson, stressed the opportunity for timber jobs.
It seems to me every time that the Forest Service tries to do a timber sale, there's all these environmental groups from all over Southeast and all over the nation, really, that come out and try to put a stop to it. And they always say, well, you know, we're not trying to stop logging. We want the small-scale loggers to be able to operate. But, you know, there's really no such thing as large-scale logging in Southeast Alaska anymore. It's done. It's gone. You people have done your job. It's gone.
There were a couple people who commented by phone, including Bruce Baker, a former deputy director of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Habitat Division. Baker said he was testifying on behalf of the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community, or GSAC.
Our concerns apply to all subsistence resources. Road construction activities threaten fish habitat, and the proposed use of a pothole for log raft storage threatens subsistence use of shellfish. But my testimony tonight really focuses primarily on the subsistence deer use. The Lindenberg Peninsula is the most important hunting area for the Petersburg and Kuprnoff communities. The public scoping comments reflect serious concerns with how this project will adversely affect subsistence deer hunting. And as the Tongass Land Management Plan acknowledges, areas of concentrated harvest would have higher effects on subsistence.
Baker and other opponents of the plan also noted that hunters have had to make longer and more dangerous trips across larger bodies of water as deer have gotten harder to come by on nearby Kuprnoff. Additional testimony came over the phone from local hunter Dave Randrup.
The area in question, you know, I've hunted from Finger Point for, well, 56 years. And I've seen obvious changes in the habitat and the wildlife population. And I think this is an issue that needs to be resolved before anything else is done.
Roughly a dozen people attended the hearing, most of whom were long-time or lifelong area residents. Stuart Eddy voiced general support for the Tonka sale.
I definitely support the logging industry because we need as much revenue now as we can get this down.
And former logger Mike Bell also spoke for More Logging at Tonka. Bell noted that subsistence users have more access to hunt because of logging roads. He saw the Tonka sale as an economic opportunity for the Petersburg area.
Even if a lot of people are no longer in the timber industry, and most of this work is done by people that come in from Prince of Wales or wherever, still businesses in this town will get a lot of benefit. Road builders, fuel, it'd be a big plus for the town.
Comments on the draft environmental impact statement for the Tonka timber sale project are due by December 12th. With help from Joe Vignicki, I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg.